Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's everybody at the station?
We are doing fantastic.
We're a little bummed. Last time we're talking to you.
Yeah.
That's the reason we're bummed, not anything else.
No. Yeah, it's always tough when the season comes to an end, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's, you know, every year you make the commitment to the win the world championship, and regardless of the things that happen along the way, and you know it's tough, but you know specifically you're in position to win a game, and it doesn't work out that way.
I know you're pretty proud of the way your team fought at the end, though. Overcame kind of basically adversity a little bit, and at the end they really stood up tall, didn't they?
Definitely, and really just have the team chance to talk to the team in a team meeting Monday. That's really was my message to them. I have an opportunity to coach, 10 teams now. I think every team has a certain, personality to it, and, certain challenges that are higher in certain areas. And I felt this team overcame more adversity than I've ever experienced this season. So it seemed just the way the season went, the negativity that they had to deal with was just so much higher this year. And just the challenges of injuries that you have each and every year. I just thought that this group really handled the adversity and really stuck together. So I was very proud of them. And I think it definitely reflected on how they played the game of football, particularly in Arizona.
You know, when it came to injuries, too, have you ever had a season where ankles had more of a factor in any particular season than this one? It seemed like everybody was pulling up with ankle issues.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting observation from you, Murph.
Well, thank you, Coach.
That almost makes me think you have some inside information, but I won't give you credit for your observation. It's if you look at every year, it seems it's like our training room calls it the injury of the year. Sometimes you seem to have more of, one injury than others, and we definitely had a number of ankle injuries, and those are the type of things you take a hard look at too, from a training standpoint, prehab and even nutrition. So it's something that we've identified with.
I like to look in the rearview mirror, Coach. I like to focus my energy ahead. And I got to admit, I haven't really broken it down, but I've taken a glance at 2016, and I don't see a loss in there. Only good things ahead. Mazel, mazel. Good things.
I tell you what, I loved your energy there, Nick, but I don't want to correct you like I get corrected at home all the time, but you're looking out the windshield, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, I was just making sure.
Yeah.
2016 is out the windshield. Yeah. That'd be awesome. I'm in the same mindset of going out and winning them all, and I love the way you're thinking.
When do you start really getting into the meat of it, though? Do you kind of want to, and this week I know is tough because it just ended, so you have so many other things that you have to get done first, but when can you exhale a little bit and just say, give me 48 hours to just be good, and then we'll move forward?
You always look for those moments, and it's really comes with the time to give your family. But then, this year is going to be different. I know this year was going to be different last year just because I've put together a two-year plan of just some of the things that I want to change structurally in our coaching staff and in our evaluation and analytics. So we got a big offseason ahead of us as a coaching staff, and that was always going to be that way. So I'm looking forward to that 48 hours. Probably maybe in Hawaii to answer your question, but this is going to be a big offseason for us as coaching staff because we're going to do some things differently.
Speaking of improvement, a guy who, and you talked about it before, he gets on the field and he makes things happen. Jeff Janis had a good opportunity to get on that field last week, and he made things happen, didn't he?
I mean, it was incredible what he accomplished, and really the fact of the matter is the way he just kept fighting. Because he never came off special teams also. I mean, we were kind of, trying to play our best guys and, in the best spots all the way through that game. And, we're just trying to be smart with how many long, the deep routes we ran with them and so forth. But when the game was on the line, I mean, 4th and 20 from the back of the end zone, and then he hits the, Aaron hits him again on the Hail Mary. So it just, he did a lot of good things in that game. I was just very happy for him, very proud of him because, things have gone up and down for him during the course of the year, and boy, he just really stepped up, and he played very well on special teams again too. So
yeah, and another thing that I think people forget about, Jordy Nelson did not play a lot of football his first 3 years for the Green Bay Packers, did he? Almost about the same amount of time that Jeff Janis has played.
Yeah, definitely, I think that the second year has always been a pretty good timeline for you to find out about where a player's at Jeff was very raw when he came here as a rookie, and you know, some guys have a different starting line than others, and it's I think it's just become the you know, the expectations here are always high, and that's fine, that's welcomed, and but it also sometimes carries over to the individual, and I just think that the expectations of Jeff have been high because, you know, people see the talent, but in the same breath, he's just completing his second year, and you always look for players to take a big jump in their second year, and Jeff made a huge jump on special teams, clearly, and then obviously with his performance in the playoff, you know, he did a lot of big things there that he can build off of, so you know, he's pretty much on time, like you like to see a lot of, you know, you like to see all your young players, you know, take that jump in year two.
How about the coin flip the other night? At that point, in this point in your career, have you thought you've seen just about everything?
it's weird because it's just things like that that kind of just, you know, kind of throws you off because, you know, like, you know, it's just different. You know, the guys are coming over, they're like coming off the field, and what was that all about? And at the end of the day, it's, you know, I guess, you know, he's got to practice flipping the big corner. So, I don't know.
Are you a proponent of the current overtime rules? Do you prefer the way it is, or would you like to see a situation where everybody gets a shot?
Well, I'll say this, you know, going through it, you know, obviously the last 2 years, I think it'd be, it looked like I was just crying over spilled milk and it'd be self-serving, but you know, really taking a step back and looking at the rule, I think there's definitely merit to change, and I'd be for the change. And the reason is this: you go through the whole season, you get into the playoffs. Obviously, everybody knows what's on the line, and there's so much that goes into that. And then you get to that point where the game goes to overtime. So I mean, there's never been an overtime game where both teams are just totally laid on the line. And now one of the biggest potentially plays in a game is the coin flip,
right?
And that was screwed up. So not that I'm just kidding, but the coin flip is so important because you just look at the way what's gone down the last 2 years. Because you have to remember there's a level of exhaustion, that these players are, you know, put themselves to going into overtime. So I think there's definitely merit. I think, and even if these two games went the other way, I think both teams should have the ball at least once, because it's you know, the game ended overtime, so it obviously was evenly played for 60 minutes, so an even opportunity should be presented to both teams.
No, I agree.
So, Coach, usually Nick is the butt kisser, and I'm going to get a little long-winded, but, you know, hearing about you talk about the negativity, it's kind of frustrating because I think fans played a large part in that, and I think it's time for fans to take the season off and reflect upon how big of spoiled brats some of us may be. And I think a lot of people would love to just say thank you. I mean, we have just been a powerhouse, and there was a ton of adversity this year, and you took us further than what a lot of people even thought we could do. So from, you know, the good positive fans, we would like to say thank you for everything you've done for this organization, for the entire history that you've been here.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's very kind of you to say that. And you know, but with that too, I we have the best fans in all sports. I mean, that's reflected not only just at Lambeau Field, but when you go on the road and just to see, I mean, it's not normal. I mean, it blows me away just to see our fans at the away games, and just going back to Arizona, they're definitely there in full force. So, you know, I really think it's you got to look at the origin of a lot of this stuff. I mean, the media drives a lot of it, and you know, unfortunately, you have some personal agendas in the media that just it becomes toxic. And even talking with our players in the exit interviews, they felt like it's gotten, you know, personal with some of these guys, and that's the stuff that we need to remove, because I mean, we are blessed to work for a great organization, and we are in a very strong period of our history, and you know, I want to build off it. I don't want to, you know, sit there and try to fight this obstacle that shouldn't be there. So, but our fans are great, and you know, like all of us, we're sometimes a product of the information that we're given.
Coach, we wish you a great offseason. Enjoy yourself, and let's get ready for a brand new one. We'll talk to you again in the fall. How about that?
You bet. You take care. See you soon.
Thank you, sir.